Today marks the 200-day countdown to the Beijing Winter Olympic Games. Chinese people have shared their expectations.
I look forward to watching figure skating during the Winter Olympic Games. Competitors dance on the ice to the music. It combines sports with arts. I hope the Chinese team wins.
Short track speed skating requires athletes to move fast from the very start. The pace should also be kept strong and fast throughout. The Chinese team is very strong in this event. I hope they perform well in the home event.
China's hoping the Winter Games will inspire 300 million people in the country to participate in winter sports. China and Egypt have both reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening their comprehensive strategic partnership. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and pledged that China will continue to provide COVID-19 vaccines and anti-pandemic materials to Egypt. The diplomat also says China is willing to work with Egypt in areas such as Belt and Road cooperation, science, technology, law enforcement, and security. The Egyptian leader says the country hopes to promote ties with China in infrastructure, industrial parks, and technology. The United States is witnessing a resurgence of COVID-19 infections across the country. Los Angeles County has reimposed the indoor mask rule. Iraq has hailed the agreement reached by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries to boost oil production by 400,000 barrels per day. During an online meeting, the organization and its OPEC Plus partners agreed to boost oil production as demand increases and reached a deal to phase out a previous cut of 5.8 million barrels per day by September of next year, subject to market conditions. It also agreed to increase output quotas from May of next year for several members, including the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Russia. South African government, political parties, and civil societies have commemorated Nelson Mandela International Day. President Cyril Ramaphosa joined thousands of other citizens to take part in a cleanup campaign in Johannesburg as part of his Mandela Day initiative. The government's been appealing to citizens across the country to help in the cleanup campaign. The 44th session of UNESCO's World Heritage Committee has adopted the Fuzhou Declaration, calling for closer international cooperation within the framework of multilateralism. It also calls for increasing support for developing countries, especially those in Africa and also small island developing countries. The 44th session, hosted by Fuzhou to review World Heritage items, is being attended online. The session will last until the end of this month and go over the agendas of both 2020 and 2021. It'll review candidates for entry to the UNESCO World Heritage List, including Quanzhou, a coastal city in Fujian province, and a global maritime trade center in ancient China. Animated live-action sports film Space Jam, A New Legacy, starring NBA star LeBron James, led the North American box office with an estimated $31 million U.S. dollars on its opening weekend. It bumped Black Widow to second place with $26 million in its second weekend.